Hello, and welcome to Bullfrog Dusk. My name is Jeremiah, and I will be reading four poems from a contest that I made on allpoetry.com. The prerequisites were to be the poet's favorite poem, and I would figure out which one was my favorite. And I picked four of them. Here they are. In fourth place, we have Jag325 with his poem, A Sky Painted with Silence. Not a single bird chirped in trees, nor did winds whisper to me. Clouds passed by with no refrain, twilight sky but a noiseless sea. No crickets to announce eventide, nor did waves crash on the beach. The stars spoke not a single word, though it seems they were in reach. Bleak hues of black existence there, in the voiceless world's reticence. Once you left, you took my sound, leaving me a sky painted with silence. Coming in third place is It Time? A Possible Choice If Given, by Poetic Prince R.W. Winter's frost with freeze creeps. Do I go in a car to flee? Or do I bend a yielded knee? Season heralds itself with glee. Maybe I stay or to have migrate, as nature's bird that flock in V. Pack all of most of my things, this like a squirrel packing seeds. The time to choose is now, no leaves of any on the tree. Chill wind is in the new air, sprinkled flakes freeze recede. I whiz in my car at highway speeds. Flight tickets are in my hand. Courses set to Bahama, Hawaii, or possibly even Thailand. Put on slips, shorts, and sunglasses. Coconuts slipped with cool ocean dips. Glad I made my decision fast. Sabbaticals of time don't ever last. In second place, we have Dark Night of the Soul with his poem, In Bed with Walt Whitman. In bed with Walt Whitman, sleeping with Oscar Wilde, I have neither the pithy observatory skills nor the transcendent spiritualism, yet I hope it somehow rubs off. A drink with Robert Frost, a toast with Alfred Lord Tennyson, no snowy woods or flower in the crannied wall in my body of work, yet I imbibe with the greats and await divine inspiration. In the cemetery with Edgar Allan Poe and Emily Dickinson, speaking of death and not stopping for it, too dark for my timid heart, yet I want their darkness to ignite mine. In bed with Mr. Whitman again, a dusty, unkept experience, I'd imagine. So much passion with words, but had he never heard of a whisker trimmer? Yet I lie nonetheless, and pick at great minds like scraps at a dinner table, living a poet's fantasy that one day I might inspire a poem titled In Bed with Douglas Smith. Thank you, Douglas Smith, or Dark Night of the Soul. Last but not least, certainly not least, we have our first prize winner, Jonathan Robin, with his Ent Leaflet. 110 from Acorn Cup, my trunk once slender, up and up, advanced to tickle sun and moon. I versify, life's afternoon slips into eventide to sup, beside the golden buttercup, among the joyous saplings strewn, no longer hidden, bounty boon. From sunrise smile, with dewdrop pearls, whose tears deck leaves as each uncurls, from breath by photosynthesis to death without a goodbye kiss, from sapling which warm zephyr twirls to gnarled old wood without growth burls. On how I live, on that and this, my roots reflect the four abyss, recycling swallows, branch, and twig. I realize life's whirligig spins rinks concentric marking time, the final season's reason climb from shoots to trunk, and branches big, where grunting pigs for truffles dig, plays panorama pantomime from small to tall productive prime. To oak draft welcome, drink deep swig as Pierian spring sublime. Although deep-rooted, tree to tree transmits, receives, all share lore we, from long-lost ents once learned before, our quintessential none ignore. Fix time and place as by decree we walk no longer. By decree, our waiting, shepherd-like, restore to earth a balance more and more, contested by man's needless squander, from here unto the wild blue yonder. None urban gray smog clogs dismiss as harmless. Men must reminisce. As chickens home to roost will wander, humanity, no time to ponder, earth-shaking tipping point most miss. Adieu all joy, adieu stalled bliss. Yet conditions feel far fonder than when PTE fell amiss. 110 I ope, through summer sunshine winter cloak, bore witness to the season's change, to human intercourse exchange, from hoarfrost leaflessness to soak, when purple-yellow crocus poke, amid dawn's dew, while worming range, both early bird and shadows strange. Mid shadows numberless, my glade spreads out amid the gladding glade, where hollylock and lupin rise to draw light's glory from the skies. May life for men spread unafraid and unpolluted, story laid, to greet with open-eyed surprise life's weather in whatever guise. 110 I tree, extend my branching canopy, while underground in silence spread, stretched roots beneath man's heedless tread, pride spread within, while babe born free, from stripling sped to cemetery, leafed out a destiny which read, showed neither purpose, tail nor head. Man's generation come and go, ignoring seasons, reasoned flow, would all control to leave a mark, or heartless heart on rugged bark. But patient bark will overflow this rapid race, whose trace may know no glory when their story's stark is told by ants in days now dark. 110, I see woodpeckers knock, fragility, despite umbrella overhead, beside the shallow riverbed. Their beech and birch accompany, pine saplings bleached by destiny. Their willow waves her streaming head, their thoughts foregather, nothing dread. Man's generation climate change prepares. For tree 'tis passing strange to sense through signals in the air, ice melting round the polar bear. This threatens tree. New insects range from south to north, thus rearrange established patterns everywhere. Some species sink, jinx can't repair. 110, few things today seem stable. Stay time stings like Cupid's dart, swift disarrange the plans of mice and men, while mange rots fur once fine, wine tart turns. Strings of cause-effect converge, which brings cusp watershed, yet still life streams, bark, branches, wrapped, recrafting dreams. Here see sharp brambles carefree play, here too wild roses mild display, their petals, banners, white and pink, recorded now in online ink. Here too fine peace and balmy breeze, which laughs at man's fatuities, while honeybees buzz through and link natural cycles as trees think. 110 wear rings, record life's word, climactic swings, from summer's Indian and drought to winter's harsh and frozen out. Yet permanence, like many things, is only relative. Time's wings, ambitions, and conventions flout, wage war on stage, deception, doubt. Tree tail is drawing to logged end, with naught to strive for, naught defend. As neutral witness I record, much winds have touched, born of bed and board. Leaf blows from branch, time's wind may lend, 100 years a bow and bend, until bird final bow cuts cord, leaves die a log by sunlit sward. See tempest late tonight sets free, first lightning thunder next, then wee drops which to torrents turn to that feed, spry springs upstream, flood fearful sea. Tsunami tidal threatens tree, none circumvent eternity, dread downfall tree must face indeed, drop race, trace out life's destiny. Well, that's it, everyone. Thank you for submitting your content into my contest. There will be more later on. I apologize if this one seemed rushed. I did everything last minute. It's only 7:15 p.m. on the day I was supposed to take this out. So that's why I'm rushing it, and I apologize if it seemed as such. The next podcast will be on December 20th. If you want to add your poem to my podcast, you can contact me at jjbullfrog.com, or you can go and contact me via Instagram, jjbullfrogstagram, and then also I've got a Twitch account where I live stream sometimes called JJ the Workaholic. Go ahead and check all of that out. And I hope you all have a most wonderful evening. Good night.